Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, and today for Lori Walsh. Cystic fibrosis is a lung disease that causes chronic lung infections. It impacts hundreds of families in South Dakota and thousands across the country, but a group is finding camaraderie and symptom management through singing. The Sing Spire Virtual Choir connects singers with CF from around the world. Our next guests are here to tell us more about this program in the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls. Ashley Ballou Bonema is the executive director and founder of Breathe Bravely. Ashley, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you so much. This is so great.
And Maren Engel is Breathe Bravely's director of operations. Maren, welcome to you as well. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thanks for having us. We're excited.
Great. So this is such an interesting program. Ashley, your experience with CF is very personal. So tell us a little bit, if you would, about how you came to found Breathe Bravely and start this choir.
Yeah, of course. My experience is very personal because I have cystic fibrosis. I also had a brother who had cystic fibrosis as well. I have grown up with just an immense love of singing and didn't really understand how much that impacted my life until there was this possibility that I wouldn't be able to do it because of cystic fibrosis. Breathe Bravely in and of itself started because I started letting other people into my journey, letting them know and understand exactly the complexities of cystic fibrosis, how it affects every aspect of your life. It's called an invisible illness for a reason. Just by looking at me, you might never know that I have cystic fibrosis, that there is this disease destroying me from the inside and stealing every breath. And when I faced the possibility of never being able to do something I'm so passionate about, that's when I really realized that I could take my life's passion and that singing and my life's truth of cystic fibrosis and find a real purpose in my life. And I had this realization how singing had kept me alive in not only a physical manner, but also a mental and emotional manner. And I wondered what would happen if I shared that knowledge of how singing impacted my own life with cystic fibrosis. If I shared that with other individuals like myself, how might that positively impact their life as well?
Yeah, because it's important for people to understand, because I didn't know this until very recently. Not only does cystic fibrosis, you know, that physical issues impacting lung function and things like this, but it can impact how much you're able to socialize with other people and that interpersonal aspect as well. Can you explain a little bit what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. With cystic fibrosis in and of itself, it's a very isolating disease. There are only 30,000 individuals in the United States with CF. But what makes it most difficult is that two individuals with CF cannot share the same space due to risk of cross-infection. So you have these other individuals who truly know your life, who can empathize with you, but you can't connect with them in person. Mm-hmm. So that's how the Sing Spire Virtual Choir was really born. I myself and Maren as well, we've sung together. We're a part of professional ensembles. We've garnered some of the best relationships in our life in those ensembles and through music. But not being able to share that with people who truly understand and have a love for music as well because of CF, I wondered if there was another possible way in which we might defy CF in that way, mm-hmm. and its limitations that it gives us, and come together as one voice and be something truly more powerful.
Right. So, Maren, I want to bring you in and talk a little bit about, because one of the fascinating things about this virtual choir is that, you know, when you're in person in an ensemble, you're able to hear people directly next to you and kind of adjust your voice that way. Talk a little bit about how this program works to overcome that particular obstacle in helping these groups sing together.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am lucky enough to get to, in addition to doing director of operation work with Breathe Bravely, act as a rehearsal leader or a section leader for the virtual choir. And our students, many of them have participated in other programs with Breathe Bravely, particularly a program called Sing Spire, which is a private lesson experience for students with cystic fibrosis. And to exactly what you said, this choir experience is unique because it connects these individuals we've been working with and singing with each other in a really meaningful way. And the virtual choir is, when we first kind of started dreaming it up and Ashley kind of presented it to me, of course, that virtual piece is one where we're like sitting back and wondering, okay, how are we going to not only make this work and get these students connecting with each other, but do it in a way that's very high quality and is going to reach an audience in a way that's really special. And so we partner with a wonderful man named Brett Ferguson, and Ashley, I can't remember his company's name off the top
of my head. Crave Media.
Crave Media, yeah. And Brett has been an incredible individual to work with, and he has seen Ashley's vision and worked with us in a way to produce something that's really unique and really special. And so each student goes through this amazing process where they rehearse with each other, they rehearse with instructors, they learn their piece or their part of the piece, and they have to record themselves singing without any accompaniment, just their voice, which is a really intimidating experience for a lot of students. But we have them do this so that Brett can then take every voice and stack it on top of each other and work to make these voices move together in a way that's very beautiful and unifying. And it's like magic. We don't know how he does it. Yeah. Every time he sends us even a draft, we're amazed at how he's able to put these voices from across the world together and mimic what a real choir, what a real in-person choir is experiencing. So yeah. It's a really special thing to be a part of.
Wow. And we have a sample of last year's SingSpire choir that we'll play for you now as an example of the work that goes into that. So here's the 2019 SingSpire choir.
As you held me in your arms that day, perfection is all you saw. Possibility beamed from my face, never suspecting any flaw. But indeed there was an imperfection, invisible to the eye, a life change.
So what you just heard was an example of last year's SingSpire virtual choir. Now, I mean, you wouldn't know it by listening to that. That's an amazing piece of music, very moving. There's a video online that listeners can check out on the Breathe Bravely website. But all of those singers are in separate rooms by themselves singing their individual piece of music. And that's just an incredible feat of not only just engineering to put all that together, but it sounds good because those singers are hitting their notes. Mm-hmm. they're doing their work. So that's really an amazing thing. Ashley, tell us a little bit. I mean, those lyrics are clearly about the experience of having cystic fibrosis. Who writes these songs?
I actually wrote that song, and we have another brilliant teacher that is a part of our SingSpire program, named Natalie Campbell, who arranged it for us. I'm lucky enough to be surrounded with wonderful and incredible colleagues that are more brilliant than I in those areas. So all I had to do was say, hey, I have this idea. Can you make it happen? Can you help me? And I would send her a video and be like, here's my lyrics. Here's the song. Can you make it fit the needs of our choir? You know, what you heard, what is so great about that is not only all of these singers coming together all over the world, but a lot of them don't really have a background in music. Mm. They just have a love for singing. And so I think that's what really shines through in this project, is that it also empowers those individuals to know they are capable of doing anything. Doesn't matter if you are a professional musician. Doesn't matter if you've had all the experience in the world of singing in a choir. What matters most is you have you have that passion to do so. And with every one of those individuals that are singing a part of that, what's most remarkable to me is some of them have 100% lung function. Some of them have 60% lung function. Some of them have 20% lung function. That it doesn't matter the amount of breath that fills our lungs, but it's what we decide to do with it that really creates beauty, and especially when it's done together.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've written on the website about how singing, that not only is it a passion for you, but it helps you kind of manage your symptoms. Can you talk a little bit about how this, you know, helps not only in that social aspect, that soul aspect of music, but that physical aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, singing has 100% to do with breath management, and cystic fibrosis, that's what it's vying to steal, is every last breath that we have. And so being able to understand how your breath works for you, moves for you, how you can manage it, suddenly through singing, you realize that you're in control of every breath instead of your breath owning you. So especially in our SingSpire program that we have, that individuals sign up and are paired with individual teachers for 10 weeks of singing lessons, that really hones in on the skills of respiratory strength, breath management, all through the art of singing, so that at the end of it, they no longer feel like they're controlled by a breath that's being stolen from them.
Hmm. Maren, are there ways for people, if they hear this segment and they're interested in getting involved, maybe they have CF or maybe they're interested in vocal teaching or any other way to get involved, are there openings for people?
Absolutely. So we, as far as enrolling students in our program, we do 10-week sessions. We do 3 a month. We actually start our next session February 10th. And all information on our website for individuals with CF who are interested in putting out an application or enrolling in our program, information on our website is helpful in that process. We currently hire we have local instructors, and we have a few instructors that are living in other states as well. And it's an exciting process to be a part of, because the more interest we have from students, the more opportunity we have to bring on instructors who are excited about this program as well. And it's nice that we have instructors that are from other places and gives our program a little bit more reach. But yes, all this information is on our webpage, and our Breathe Bravely Facebook page is extremely active, as well as our Instagram page. And we do what we can to keep up with things going on with our SingSpire program and with the virtual choir program. So we encourage listeners to follow that. I think for me, as someone not living with CF, and those in my life that don't have CF, music is a way that I think reaches people in a way that other things cannot. And so I'm inspired as a person not living with CF by this experience. And I think so is anyone that loves music and who gets a lot out of that experience. And my involvement in this program stemmed from knowing that I love to sing and also wanting to use music in a way that is helpful and that means more than just performance value. And Ashley's work and the work of Breathe Bravely are creating these performances and these programs to reach everyone, because music is that powerful. So you will see lots of that if you follow our social media pages and our web pages, where we're constantly sharing about our students and about this program. So there's something for everyone.
Yeah. And to that end, I know today you're debuting the 2020 SingSpire Virtual Choir. Where can listeners check out that performance?
Sure. So it actually goes live tonight.
Tonight,
yeah, at 8 p.m. Central Time. And you can find that live performance on our Facebook page for Breathe Bravely, or it'll go live on our website as well. So it'll be breathebravely.org/wegivevoice.
Great. My guests have been Ashley Ballou Bonema and Maren Engel with Breathe Bravely, talking about the SingSpire Virtual Choir, giving voice to singers living with cystic fibrosis, symptom management, community, and really an inspiration to people who are familiar with cystic fibrosis and people who aren't, like me. So thank you so much for joining our program today. Learned a lot. Really appreciate both of your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.